And at the end, the Jews had still enough water above in Masada and enough food. But you see, they built here an access by Jewish war slaves. They had to build this access, and eventually the Romans could break in, but just in the evening before, most of the Jews of Masada, they committed suicide. Just some women with their children survived and told to the shocked Roman soldiers what has happened. All thy gates and thy high-fenced walls come down, and Masada was the last. So always when I bring groups to Masada, I read, if possible, this text from Deuteronomy, on place. And then, Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, speaks about a return to Egypt. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again, with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. And really, it happened. Countless survivors of the Jewish war were shipped afterwards on ships and transported to the slavery market of Egypt. But prophecy number 30, worthless slaves. The text says, for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Soon, however, the supply of slaves succeeded demand, and the slaves became worthless in the Roman Empire. And then dispersion in all the world. Verse 63, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, from South America up to Japan, and from Alaska up to Australia, New Zealand, and from Norway down to South Africa. In a century-long process, the Jews are scattered among all the peoples of the world. And then, 32, continuous persecution. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. And it happened. Death and destruction. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. 34. No safety of life. Deuteronomy 28:66. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. Terror and horror, the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. So fear and despair. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. And then mockery and derision should come upon the Jews. Jeremiah 29:18, and I will persecute them with sword, with a famine, and with a pestilence, and I will deliver them to be removed to all kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, and an astonishment, and an hissing, and a reproach among all the nations, whither I have driven them, because they have not hearkened to my word, said the Lord. And here you have just a list of the most terrible persecutions of the Jews throughout 2,000 years. Through all the time, and with a total of 13 million dead. Up to the time of the Nazi, who killed more than 6 million Jews. And what about the land? The fruitful land of promise. 38. The land becomes a desert. Leviticus 26:32. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Since 70 AD, in a process of centuries, devastation, desolation of the country. And then also a long period without statute. Hosea 3 verse 4. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince. Now, it's a long time since the destruction of Jewish statehood by the Romans up to the 20th century. 1948, again statehood. But there were many days. And the Bible says, no more sacrifice. Hosea 3 verse 4 says, for the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince, and without a sacrifice. And because the Jewish people did no more possess the Temple Mount from 70 AD up to 1967, Six-Day War, they could no more sacrifice, because the law says only in the chosen place, there in Jerusalem, sacrifices can be offered. So no more sacrifices. And just to finish, in Deuteronomy 28:45, Moses says, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. Now, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. A sign and a wonder. The Hebrew term, ot, Umofet, means also a type, an illustration. The Jewish people should be an illustration. To whom? To all the other Gentile people. Because God wanted to show by the chosen people what will happen if God's people obey to the word of God and they live much blessing. In the period of Joshua, in the period of Solomon, when he was faithful. But God wanted also to show to all the Gentile people what happens if my people does not obey. Curse will come upon them. So Moses says in Deuteronomy 30:15, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. 19, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life that thou may live. So Israel is an illustration for all the Gentile people. They had to choose between life and death, between blessing and cursing. And in the case when Messiah was rejected, this was a choice for curse. But this is a message for all the Gentile people. The chastisement of Israel was limited in time. But the New Testament says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the one who believes in Messiah and confesses his sins to God in prayer will get it everlasting life. But the one who would reject as a Gentile, reject Messiah, he will perish. But not just for 2,000 years. Forever. Everlasting punishment. So this is just a type for a still more terrible judgment. Blessing and cursing are in front of us, and I would like to finish with Acts 4 verse 12, where a Jewish witness believing in Messiah Jesus says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Not We can be saved. We could be saved. We must be saved. This is God's will. He doesn't want curse. He doesn't want death and eternal punishment, but he offers his Son, the Messiah, for Israel and for all the Gentiles to be the source of blessing, of forgiveness, and eternal life.